Back to Larry.
And great moments in Larry King history.
Did you hear from people in the industry or, like, support from growing?
Yeah. Oh, this is Tracy Gold. Is this after her drunk driving?
This is after her drunk driving. Keep in mind, as you're listening to this, her kid is, like, three years old now.
She got in a car accident, and it was one of these things where she really didn't drink a buttload of booze, but she drank enough to do over a .08, which is technically drunk driving. And her husband was injured, and her kid was injured, and it was, you know, a travesty. Well, not a travesty, a tragedy. It was a, you know, crushing event for her. And so she goes on King, and she ends up mentioning this growing pains. Well, just listen to Larry.
Did you hear from people in the industry or, like, support from Growing Pains?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course
we were
not
doing publicity for the Growing Pains movie a month after the accident. So,
there's a Growing Pains movie?
Yeah, we did a reunion movie when I was, like, 9 months pregnant with my baby.
When is that going to air?
It aired. It aired in October.
Thanks for doing no prep, Larry, so we all could learn that the movie already aired.
Oh, man. Keisha Key is in Atlanta, Georgia. She's looking for her mother, Sylvia Hall. The last time they spoke was about a week ago. Where does Sylvia, she live in New Orleans, Keisha?
She does live in New Orleans. She lives in the Mid-City area. When I last spoke with her, she said that she couldn't escape because the water was, like, over her head. She's about 5'3", so...
Hmm. So Keisha, you're not going to believe this, but I met your mother. I was king of the Bacchus Mardi Gras 4 years ago.
Yes.
And she was a seamstress.
Yes, she was. I remember.
I saw that face. I remember it well.
That's my mom, yes.
Yeah, nice thinking her out that you've seen her, Larry.
Did you catch her in there when he goes, "You're not going to believe this, but I met your mom." She goes,
"Yeah, right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's like five minutes ago I met your mom."
Yeah. She thinks that maybe there's a caller on the line, because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
We're about to reunite you with your mother.
Oh, yeah, because things like that happen.
Tilden, Nebraska.
Sure.
Yeah.
Her mother. You're on the air.
That was
in Atlanta, Georgia. She's looking for her mother, Sylvia
that's
Hall.
Cruel.
The last time they spoke was about a week ago. Where does Sylvia, she live in New Orleans, Keisha?
She does live in New Orleans. She lives in the Mid-City.
Do some prep,
when
you idiot.
When I last spoke with her, she said that she couldn't skate because the water was, like, over her head. She's about 5'3", so...
Hmm.
So
Keisha, you're not going to believe this, but I met your mother. I was the king of the Bacchus Mardi Gras 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And like
she
anybody
was a
cares,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
I remember, I saw that face. I remember it
checks.
Well.
That's my mom, yes.
Wow. That is earth-shattering information,
jeez,
Larry, that
God
you met her
mighty
when you were king of the Bacchus Mardi Gras or
what
whatever the hell you were.
God.
Pittsburgh, Kansas. Hello.
Hello, Larry. I was wondering.
Pittsburgh, Kansas. Hello.
Hello.
Are you
can
there?
You hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I was wondering.
What?
He used to
wow.
be worse about this. He would get so annoyed because, you know, when you're on the air, people don't say,
"Sterling Heights, Michigan. Hello."
You know, usually they say, "Hey, Larry, you're on the air. You're on WRIF.
Yeah, they don't
you're on the Mutual Network
city,
or whatever." But
like you're talking
Pittsburgh,
to a city.
Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Hello.
Keisha Key is in Atlanta, Georgia. She's
Pittsburgh, Kansas. Hello.
Hello, Larry. I was wondering.
Pittsburgh, Kansas. Hello.
Hello.
Are
you can
there?
You hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I was wondering.
And then he's in her face like it's all her fault.
He would get so PO'd if people didn't respond immediately.
Yeah, immediately.
Go!
What an ass.
I don't know if I can say this, Mama.
You can say anything.
Okay. Anyway, like, yeah. I remember...
Oh, is this...
this
is
oh, yeah, this
be,
is about the...
You know
this
what?
Need
hold
to be
on.
Edited.
I'll grab the other one for you. There, you do have one.
You can say anything, and she does, and it's a disaster.
Prince Wayne, is it true that your brother's name is Dennis, and that he was named Dennis after Mr. Rader?
BTK.
Yes. My mom dated him, like, right out of high school. And named my brother Dennis after Dennis.
This has to be asked. How does that make your father feel?
He doesn't say much about it.
I mean, she dates.
Yeah, he feels great about it, Larry. He celebrates it every day, you dumbass.
Names one after the guy she dated. You think that might bother him?
Yeah. I don't think she ever told my dad why who she named him after or nothing. Just I think the name just popped in her head. She told him.
Yeah, she knew he was going to be BTK, so she wanted to celebrate him, you moron. And the father's delighted that she named him after an ex-boyfriend. He couldn't be happier. What do you think, yeah. You dope? God, you're a moron.
Cut it out, King.
Six, the edited one.
I don't know if I can say this, Mama.
You can say anything.
Okay. Anyway,
yeah, they're talking about sexual abuse.
Like, I remember certain things, like Daddy would grab my foot and stick it between his legs and say, here's a big old... And Mama would try to, but Daddy beat on her, you know, and...
Harry, you defended her, right?
That's right.
Why did she do any time?
Yeah, nice going, Larry.
Great.
Yeah, you
comes
can say,
out
anything.
Say anything. Okay. Here's a big old D word.
The more graphic, the better.
Here's a big old D word.
La Palma, California. Hello.
Hi. My question is for Ryan.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
I know you say you haven't gone in for the Botox shots, but I wanted to find out if it's true that you enjoy the buttox injection.
Yeah. I haven't heard that one, but not a lot of experience in that area.
By the way, someone called in and said, now this is just for someone, that they saw you with Terry.
What a stupid fix.
Now, you're driving
just
this, you're just driving this.
Nice making it worse. How could you make it worse than that? It's almost impossible.
I know.
But he does.
Yeah. What a cluster
bleep afterwards.
Seacrest is really thinks he's hot
oh,
stuff
no,
on that show.
He's out of control now, Drew. He's constantly talking about how many millions of people. Every other word is like, well, 30 million people are watching. And then when Paula was so drunk during our vacation, I mean, he's up there criticizing and yelling in all seriousness. He's actually yelling at Simon and Paula for not respecting the contestants in their moment. And the guy is just, it's like now he's Mr. Idol. It's his show now. They're just bit players. I mean, he is just completely out of hand. Wow. Well, now that
he's
got
really
the Dick
does.
Clark thing, now he's a part of our lives, all of our lives now until we're all 90. Now he's going to do the New Year's Eve thing every year. He's got the E! News thing. He's got his damn radio show. He's American Idol. He's doing all the pregame stuff on the Oscars and the Grammys on the E! Channel. I mean, it's unbelievable, this clown.
Seacrest, out!
And boy, now that he's got millions of dollars coming in for just being able to read a teleprompter, he's just, he's not even approachable anymore.
He's a little bit of a hothead, too.
He
really, like, rags on the judges.
Yeah.
Gets on their asses.
He sure does. On that Oscar pregame show, they had a little, like a day in the life of Ryan Seacrest. And, oh, my God, Mr. Big Shot with the cell phones. And,
oh, did you catch
all
him?
All right, call them. I'll tell them I'll call them back. Okay, listen, call up. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, Seacrest, look at you.
Did you catch him plugging his morning show last night?
No, I didn't. I tuned into Idol late last night.
One of the contestants is rumored to have been knocked up.
Okay.
And so he says, yeah, I got a word in my morning show yesterday.
Oh, you
got
to be kidding me.
Yeah.
He's cross-promoting his morning show right in the middle of Idol, huh?
Yeah.
Well, he God, what an ass.
Somebody I guess, emailed that this girl was pregnant who's on the show, So I put on a song and I'm scrambling. I got 5 minutes to call Fox executives and find out whether this is true or not.
Oh, man. Yeah, this guy is becoming, well, it's too late. He's not becoming. He's now completely out of control, officially out of control.
You know, I thought, it's funny. The last couple days, the last few days, it's almost like I've been picking up the day before's newspaper because, at 11 in front of 10 o'clock, I just noticed this this headline, and I meant to mention this earlier. GM saves $420 million by freezing pensions.
Mm-hmm.
Another story this morning about how GM...